There may be times when you have an order that contains lines shipping from inventory and also a line or lines that will be drop ship net billed directly to the customer. The only inherent differences in creating your drop ship lines in a sales order or SO versus a direct order is that you will be creating the PO while in the line rather than before you actually enter the lines on the order. I'm going to use an extreme example in this case. We will select an item that is in inventory, and then we will direct ship an item that is normally stocked from a third-party local source. The example is to show that you can use the existing 8-digit product code for a vendor, GE in this case, even though we are buying it from a different vendor.